Who has a praise to share? Yes, Vicki.
I'm working for the post office.
Working for the post office.
Orientation Sunday.
You've officially gone postal.
Driver Academy on Tuesday. I did my shadow on Monday. Driver Academy on Tuesday. I was off Wednesday. Worked Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So delivered packages all over Clear Lake.
Wow.
In a Dodge Caravan. Not a located, not a right-handed vehicle. So.
I'm always going to have problems getting used to it.
Yeah. All right. Good deal. Joshua.
I got a pretty big compliment last week. I was mixing off the highway. I had a lady stop me and roll the window down and tell us that she really liked the work we did. And that was pretty cool.
Amen. Amen. There's nothing like word of mouth. And there's only one thing makes it work. You're going to get word of mouth. But the good stuff is one way. Who else? Nora.
It's a praise and a prayer request, all looped into one. Michael called me this past week and invited me to the Thanksgiving dinner they're having.
Uh-huh.
And he said he would come and pick me up and take me there because they're doing things all different this year, as I think most everybody is.
Yeah.
And it won't be until in the late afternoon or evening. So I will be able to come here for lunch at least. And then my prayer request is going to be for the Lord to work with me, that I will say the right things. My expressions will be the right. It won't offend anybody. And that it will be a turning point with me and my daughter.
Amen. That's a pretty good prayer request. But I know somebody can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
Amen.
I've been waiting, patiently waiting.
There's a lot of people waiting patiently for a lot of things. But yeah. Go ahead, Keith.
I praise God for his mercy in Texas.
Amen.
Driving through Houston, I drive a lot, and it's so many close calls and so many stupid things going on. But I'm still here, and my car is still in one piece. So, you
know. Yeah, that's making what you have last. I can't believe that Jeep is still running. It should have died a couple of years ago. But still going.
Got to rebuke the devourer on that.
Apparently, yeah. Well, you know, that's what he says, and he means it. Pretty incredible. All right, who else? Jeannie.
I know this might sound weird, but...
Well, of course it's coming from you, but go ahead.
My dog has been homing in on his hunting skills, and he's a husky. Mm.
So he's hunting reindeer in your backyard.
No.
He's having trouble finding one, but...
When they started working on Emmett F. Lowry over by my house...
Yeah.
Field mice have started coming.
Oh, my goodness.
He's caught two of them and killed them.
Did he eat them?
No, we won't let him eat them, but he seems like excited. He starts looking for them every day. He's looking for them now.
All right. Well, a mouser.
Yes.
All right, go get them. Go get
them. Get them out of my house.
All right, Karen, you had your hand up.
Yes, I have a praise. I got to spend the day with Paula Tuesday, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time.
Well, amen.
It was just wonderful.
Amen. Desiree?
Yeah, I will read this verse. In Psalms 9:1, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I praise the Lord for this week. I have so much, I have $100 bonus from, groceries for work. I have a free full tank of gas from work. And most of all, I have a...
Work. Amen.
I never had a day off on Thanksgiving Day. So I can spend my Thanksgiving at church with you all.
Cool. Amen. Amen. Denise.
I have two, actually. So Dad was having problems with his left wrist and hand back Wednesday, and they did some testing for gout, and it's negative. The swelling's gone down, the pain's subsided. So I get praise for that.
Amen.
The other thing is that you all know I recently changed jobs about 6 weeks or so ago. And at my old job, the workers are all coming up positive for COVID. So it's like I got out of there in time.
Wow.
So.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Cool. Who else?
I just want to praise God for a beautiful day, awake, alive, and well.
Amen. Amen. Brenda?
I just praise the Lord that my daughter and the baby are, you know, they're doing good.
Yay.
And yeah. She's pregnant. It's going well. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Keith?
I sent you the prayer request that Matt's girlfriend was in the hospital, and they were talking about taking the baby early because it wasn't getting enough oxygen or something. She's back the next day, back home, and doing fine. So she should make it to her due date.
Yeah, amen. Amen. The babies need to come to that due date. That's apparently pretty important. Josh?
A little while longer.
I got some friends that have been kind of trying to get pregnant. They told me they were pregnant yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah, so
that's awesome. That's cool. There's Harley and Jeannie in class. Golly, that's wild.
Hey, we'll find
you. We have some once in a while.
Hey. Vicki?
Erica and family made it in safely yesterday from Arkansas, and Brandon made it safely back from Dallas. So we have a very full household.
I guess so. Amen. And of course. Of course. And even the puppy. All right. All right. Any other praises? Gilbert?
I praise the Lord for a wonderful weather we've been having recently.
Oh, we have had some beautiful weather. I'd like a little less wind for obvious reasons, but anyway. Anybody else?
The fact that we have a vaccine now for that COVID.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that works out. We're hoping that it's good and saves lives and all that good stuff. Vicki?
Bubba's car has had his old car, his Ford Expedition. He quit driving it a few years ago because it had some problems, and of course we've got other vehicles, and Taylor took it off his hand. So it's a blessing for us to be gone. It's a blessing for him because he was driving a truck, and the baby's getting bigger and it's getting harder for him to tow her around, so he got a bigger vehicle for him and the baby. We got more room in our driveway.
Good, good.
What does Daryl think?
And he got it fixed. It's running and everything. So.
Amen, amen. All right, we're going to do something a little bit different. Praises are one thing. We're talking about what God's been doing this week and so on and so forth. But the Lord commands us. It's, 100 times, a little more than that in Scripture, to be thankful, to give thanks, and then to practice the thanksgiving, which is doing something about it. We'll learn a little bit more later on in the message about that today. I'll be asking a question later today. And what you're thinking about, what you are especially thankful for. I'm going to ask you, and I expect everybody to pipe up and participate. Because God says to. Amen?
Pastor, that's unlike when we're having Thanksgiving. I say, we've got everyone, everybody have to tell what their time.
We're doing that this morning. But you know, from the Proverbs and from life experience, we have very, very definitely learned that when it comes to gratitude, there's about two categories. We got those who whine and complain about what they don't have. They do it all the time. And then we've got others who are thankful for what they do have. And, you know, I'm going to spit this out to the congregation later as well, but there's a question comes up from that. Some would say, well, of course they're thankful for what they do have. They've got it, you know. Well, here's the question. Are they thankful because of what they have, or do they have what they have because they're thankful. Which is it? What do you think? It's what the scripture told us.
That they have what they have because they're thankful.
Gratitude is an absolute necessity in your life. It's one of the most important character traits that you can ever have, that you could ever develop. And that is a constant sense of gratitude. It's sometimes hard to be grateful. It's sometimes hard to be thankful when you're going through really hard times. Clarissa is going through, every week she comes with a new batch of suffering added on to the other with this tooth situation. You had another surgery this week on Friday. If I heard it right, what they had done before closed up and they had to open it up and do it all again.
Yeah, the bone enclosed the implant, so I had to cut the bone.
I mean, there seems to be no end to this. And what are you going to have left after they chop it up however many times they're doing that? So it's hard to be thankful when things are really, really hard like that. I've gone through a lot of hard things in life, but I'll be honest with you, even cancer didn't have the longevity of the suffering that she's been going through these. How many months has it been now?
Oh, gosh, I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like your whole life you've been suffering with this thing. And some of it's long term. I mean, yeah, I had cancer, and it was horrible, and it was deathbed experience, and the Lord saved me from it, and... But 10 days after they cut me from here all the way around to here and then put me back together, I shot an antelope, and me and my oldest son here drug that thing to the station wagon and somehow managed to get it in the car. I don't know if you remember that or not. I think you probably did. But it was, we needed to meet. We were hungry. It was tough. So I haven't gone through a long, drawn-out period of intense suffering the way I've watched some others suffer, and that's going on now. So it's hard to be thankful sometimes. But what are you particularly thankful for? Gilbert?
Oh, for good health and for... We take it for granted in our bodies, and we don't realize how God blesses us until we stub a toe or damage something that we have to rely on somebody or something, and you have to hobble around or do anything.
Yeah.
And it could be the arm, could be the back, it could be any part, and we just take it for granted.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot, so many things. Big things, little things. Hair. Gilbert, you ought to be thankful for hair. You're older than I am, and you still got some. And it's not, it still has color. I mean, I don't know if that's real or not, but I'm not going to get into that for you. We won't go there this morning. Who else? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for a pastor who preaches the Word of God. If it's not in the Bible, you don't preach it. And I am very thankful for that.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad to be appreciated. Who else? Wow, look at the hands going up. All right, we'll start back. Jonathan.
I'm thankful for, one, my church family.
Thank you,
amen.
There's so much.
Especially your guys' family's helped me out a lot in my life. Just really everything that I've been able to do this past year, just from people, you know, it wasn't fun kicking me in the back to do it.
Amen. Amen. As we're expressing gratitude, and I don't need to point this out here, but in some other venue, I'd need to make sure this is known. We're not thinking our lucky stars. And we're not thinking fate or the tooth fairy or the force or
Santa Claus.
We're thinking the Lord of glory, the one that loved us enough to go to the cross for us. And he and my Father are one. And that's who we're talking about expressing our gratitude to. Denise, go ahead.
It's like I have a hard time anymore telling people good luck for something because it's not.
Yeah, there is no luck.
Mm-hmm. It's no luck.
Amen.
It's just a matter, you know, you trust God and, you know, it's all on Him, whether, it, you know, the outcome of everything.
Amen. Well, keep it going. I'll get to you. Just let's see. Keith and Desiree, we'll get this side and then we'll come back.
All right. I have tons of things to be thankful for, but one of the things that I'm most thankful for is Desiree. God's given me someone that loves Him and wants to serve and reads her Bible and comes to church with me. And then she's and on top of that, she loves me and respects me.
That's got to be tough. I mean, that's...
I know that's tough, but like, for God to show me that grace, that's...
Yeah, amen.
After all my stupid things.
Well, we all have a story of stupid, can't... Amen. All right, Desiree, go ahead.
Well, I'm so thankful for him also, but the most, I'm so thankful for this year because I got saved. I met the old guys and I got baptized and I'm learning. I learned and I'm still learning, like, what is the truth about the Bible and something like that. I never learned that from, I was born and raised in, like, Christian family, and I was like, this is different, like, I never learned this kind of, like, teaching from before, and that's really the big part, like, that changed my life this year. They said this year was so bad, but for me, no, it wasn't. It's like my victory that I learned the gospel of God, the truth, and that's what I'm thankful for this year.
By the way, you do not have to top the one that was before. So this is not a requirement. So you may have a little trouble doing that. Harley, you're next.
Yeah, I love mine for the foundation part of it. I'm very thankful the Lord chooses not to give any of us what we deserve.
Amen. Yep. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Brenda?
I just thank the Lord for my salvation, for saving me from my sins when I didn't deserve it. And I just thank the Lord for this church and for you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Josh, I didn't get to you a while ago. You did have your hand up, so I'll come back to you now.
I'm thankful for my kids, having to be able to have good clothes. You know, the things that God's taught me how to use my hands and do things with my hands and be good at it. There's so many little things in my life I'm thankful for. Just being here.
Amen.
Where I was here.
Amen. Let's see. Vicki's next, and then Sherry.
I just want to thank God for his continued blessings and grace and mercy over my life and teaching me that if I trust him, that he will work it out no matter how hard I try to work it out on my own. He'll still go the way he wants it, and it's always for my best.
Amen. Amen. Sherry?
I thank God for my church, for sure, and you, Pastor and Lisa, having a church family to come to when you need them. And they don't beat around the bush. They tell you the truth. For telling my kids the truth.
Amen. Amen.
And just for having the health to do the things that I have to do.
Amen. Right, you keep a pretty packed schedule, don't you, Sherry?
Yes, idle hands is a devil resort.
Well, that's...
I don't have no idle time at all, that's for sure.
Well, amen. Amen. Jeannie?
I'm thankful for learning the truth. You know, I used to take Christian movies for whatever, but now that I know the truth, I'm like, hey, that's wrong. And when they quote a scripture, I'm pulling it up on my Bible to make sure, you know, looking it up to see if it's right. And I just thank God I learned the truth.
Man, who else? Yeah, Ed.
Well, I'm thankful for, and this is going to sound corny, but everything.
Yeah.
From this family to my family to just my life in general, everything. If you stood in the morning and watched the sunrise, dew on the ground, simple things.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Jerry.
Be thankful for the word, scripture that the Lord.
Oh, man.
So we got the best guidance and.
I'm telling you.
Thankfully, he moved King James' heart to give us the best version of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mostly,
it's kind of interesting. People want to criticize that. But, you know, there are three institutions that are directly instituted by God. Not man didn't have anything in it. One of them is, of course, the family. The other one's the church. And the third one we don't give much thought to sometimes is human government. God is the instigator. He is the inventor of human government. And it's that third one that, at least in the order I put them this morning, that God used to bring us this English translation of the Bible that has the best scholarship in it. Matter of fact, you could never reproduce the kind of scholarship that is present in a King James Bible. Couldn't be done today. So yeah, we definitely need to be thankful for the Word, but we also need to be thankful that we have this something that's this good for us to study. But it's not perfect, you understand. It's still translation. That's why you still need to study. Show yourself approved. And sometimes it's not all that easy to figure it out exactly. That's why the Lord gives us classes. And I'm really thankful for our class. You know, I have been teaching this class for about, oh, at least a couple of years longer than I've been your pastor. I was the teacher of the Lighthouse Bible class good while before I became the pastor of the church. Cecil's was there during those days. And we started seeing church members get saved even back then. You say, well, how are they church members if they wasn't saved? Well, they weren't really, but they were on the rolls and didn't realize where they were. Mary?
Yeah, I want to be thankful for God's beautiful love. His love. I mean, it's just awesome. When you think of his love, it melts your soul away. Because when I'm meditating on his love, Pastor Taylor is like, wow. It's just beyond us. Yeah. When you think of his love for us.
Yeah, it's...
sinners that he loves so much.
You know, sometimes the Lord brings things to your attention that you really hadn't thought much about. You really haven't given a lot of... thanks for specifically, but the Lord, for his children, for us, he prepares us for what's coming. I don't know if you realize it or not. Sometimes we don't usually know it when it's going on, but he prepares us ahead of time. He knows the beginning from the end. Well, Lisa and I were, as we were praying for Clarissa this week, actually, we were talking about this continuing one infection after another after another. People die from this stuff. Infection is a serious thing. You know, and she's now, for the last, I don't know how many years, she's been all about working out and building her body up and being, well, I've teased her about it quite a bit. You know, I gave her the scripture, bodily exercise profits little, but every little bit helps, you know, so that sort of thing. But you realize that if God used all of that to prepare her to get her through this, you realize how strong you have to be to go through multiple infections that are just ravaging your immune system. During all that other, whatever the motivation may have been, God had another motivation. And he was preparing you to get you through this. And what's he preparing you for right now? We've all got a day coming that is going to just tear us apart. It's physically, emotionally, a whole bunch of different ways. We've got, you know, the one thing you can count on is that trouble's going to come like sparks fly upward from the fire. It's going to be that way. But the one thing that, you know, I remember one time that Lisa was really going through a particularly hard time. And, of course, Tabitha's not in here right now. But anybody that would marry a preacher got to have their head examined to willingly become a pastor's wife. Oh, being a pastor's great. Being a pastor's wife is, well...
Lisa keeps telling me I need to marry a pastor. I'm like, no.
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 Lord, help me, no. It's hard, especially if you're one of those types of personalities a little bit outspoken. God forbid you be a pastor's wife and be a little bit outspoken. Oh, good grief. That's, you know, and she is. You know, she is what she is, and I'm glad. But the Lord prepares us for those things. He equips us. He gives us not just what we need in life, but who we need in life. He gives us people that love us. You know how important it is to know that you're loved? It's one thing to know that God loves you. But it's another thing to know that somebody with skin on loves you. You know, this is love's what we have. I'm with Mary. Love is what we have to be thankful for. Incredibly thankful for. Pretty good set of blessings God's poured out in our lives, folks. This is why Thanksgiving and this particular week of all the holiday celebrations that we have, I love to celebrate the resurrection, but I don't look forward to having to deal with the stupid bunnies and the egg hunts and watching people just steal God's glory and give it to some false god. And the same thing with Christmas. I love the fact that Jesus came and, you know, he became man for us. But it really, you know, I have a real hard time with some of the garbage that gets poured into and tries to corrupt the goodness of it. And, yeah, I know people think they're lucky stars. And every time I think, who in the world name a box of cereal after something that stupid? But anyway, they did. But Thanksgiving, that's my holiday. This is the one that means more to me than any other. I guess it's because I have so very much to be thankful for. And the answer to that question I asked you earlier, are we thankful because of what we have, or do we have what we have because we're thankful? I don't think the answer to that's very hard if you're a believer and know a little bit about God's Word. So, what are you thankful for? We will spend whatever time we need to make sure everybody gets included in this. What are you thankful for today? I took a little extra time myself. Jeannie?
I'm thankful for Harley. In January, it'll be 20 years. I put him through a lot. So the fact that we're still together.
Amen. Amen. Denise? We're starting to get doubles now, and some of you haven't even spoken up. So. All right, Denise, and then we'll get up here.
So I'm thankful for all the good things and the bad things that come into my life. The good things, obviously, I think everything is because bad things teach us lessons. They also bring us closer to Him. And the good things are from Him as well. And I mean, just everything in life, from whoever it was that mentioned the sunrise this morning to the sunset, and just and everything in between. The days when you are a Christian, the days are beautiful.
Amen. Amen. All right, who was next? It was one of you all up here. Andrew, go ahead.
Thankful for the Lord for just completely turning my life around.
Amen.
Yeah. And then, of course, for doing what it took to do that on the cross. And then I'm thankful for the opportunity that I am having lately to work for Charles. It's kind of surprising. Sometimes he tells me to do things, and every now and then I know how to do them now. It's like... I'm learning a lot from him, and it's pretty cool.
Told him everything he knows.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, who else? Keith?
I want to also thank him for all the trials and tribulations that he's put me through so that one day, you know, maybe I could help someone else. I appreciate when I have good things going in my life, and the purification.
Yeah. It's hard to be thankful when you're in it. You've all heard this so many times, you're probably tired of hearing it. But when I was laying on that bed with cancer, I couldn't imagine a worse place to be. I couldn't imagine anything as bad. In no uncertain terms, basically, they told me, well, you know, we're going to do what we do, but you're going to die anyway, so... that was basically the story. And you know, how do you call something like that good? How do you see blessing in that? But I will tell you that that experience changed my life more than any other than the night I got saved, changed my life more than any other experience that I've ever been through. It made changes in me that, was I thankful before? Was I a thankful person? Probably, yeah, some, but nothing compared to what I am now. My faith, is it stronger? Exponentially stronger. My attitude, my zeal to live life, to make every day count, nothing compared to what it was before. The Lord used that horrible situation to make me into a whole, mold me into basically almost a whole other person than what I was before I went through that. And so, you know, what else could have done that? Could I have learned enough to become that thankful? Could I have learned enough to appreciate one more day, one more hour? I don't think so. But I learned in that two-week period of time, basically, is what it spanned from being thinking I was fine to coming down to passing out over pain to going to the hospital to find out I have cancer and you're not going to make it. And then 10 days later, I'm out of the hospital. And then 5 years, you know, next year's no return. 2 years later, checkup, every 6 months, no return. 5 years, 10 years. And finally, the doctor said, you know, you're just cured. What can I say? And here I am. I'm still trucking along like the Energizer Bunny. I have a kidney missing, but the other one's doing, it's about 60% and works fine at 60%. So would I go back and avoid it and change it if I could? No, I would not. I would not. I would not give up what God taught me through that for any price. So just think about that as you're going through what you're going through now. Because there will be a day come that you'll look back and what God will have done will blow your mind. Sherry and then Gilbert.
Like you, Pastor, I understand what you're saying because I've been through it too. And still, sometimes when there are all these tests that I'm having to go through now, it's still a little scary, but it's nothing like it was before because I know God.
That, and we've been in the trench with him before. Last month, the blood test showed that I probably had prostate cancer. So I go through a biopsy, and you know, I had to live with that. And I probably got a little crotchety, you know, leading up to it. And it wasn't pleasant to face that and have to go through that, but it wasn't terrifying either. It was, well, you know, God, you know, I heard Lisa say when she's going through a rough time, I started to tell you a minute ago and I lost my train of thought. She said, I know I could hear God say, I got this. Yeah. And he does. I got this. Okay, Lord, let's go. You and me, whatever it is. And of course, it's turned out I don't have cancer. Unless they missed it somehow, which I doubt. But either way, they still don't know what's caused the other things, and there are a few other issues. But again, I know God's voice. I got this. You know, whatever it is, he's got it. It's in his hands. I'm in his hands. And he's in the Father's hands. And nobody plucks you out.
Nobody.
Not you, not me, not nobody.
And I'm where I'm going.
Yeah. It's just a matter of time anyway. So I sure am enjoying right now. I'd enjoy it a lot more if the wind had laid down so I could get back out and fish some more. Anyway, Gilbert, did you have your hand up?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, right now, presently, I'm reflecting on my life, and I'm grateful for all the things that have incurred. And then, as I've been passing through my time past, I come to realize that I have faced death 5 times. You know, sometimes from my own demise and other times through circumstances around me. Yeah. And I'm still, praise God, I'm still whole. Because I even remember smashing an Eldorado, a bicentennial Eldorado, against a railroad bridge. And there was nothing left on that vehicle that was not rippled. The roof, the sunroof, and everything. And from the top, looking down overhead, it looked like a banana. And all the tires were flat on the ground. The whole chassis was on the ground. So it was totally destroyed, and I came out walking out of that thing.
I saw that happen myself. Only God can do that stuff.
You know, the hood lifted up, and it looked like some of those horror movies where you have the hinges ripped off the fender well, and it buckled to a V.
Yeah.
And my windshield, I mean, from the firewall to the front corner was completely flat, and the engine was crunched. In pieces.
Wow. Well.
And so, and that was only one instance. You know, and so I went out reflecting, and we take things for granted, and we don't realize.
Well, see, that's one of those times the Lord lets you see it. Amen. How many times has He saved us that we didn't see it? Mary?
Yeah, it's so beautiful that you brought this up this morning. You know what I was writing this morning? From yesterday to this morning, I wrote out 16 things that it says, my loving God gives me health, my loving God gives me strength, my loving God gives me hope, my loving God gives me endurance, my loving God gives me love. 15 things I wrote out. I mean, and here you are talking about what we are thankful for in life.
Amen. Can you imagine what it would take, let's say we didn't have a national Thanksgiving holiday. Can you imagine what it would take to get that passed and then put in place today?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It could not happen in this country in a million years now.
Thanks to who?
Well, thanks. Yeah. It's pretty bad out there. But even though we're not a nation that have their priorities right, we at least come from stock from people who did. So, you know, praise the Lord. Nona?
I'm just thankful that the Lord brought me to this church.
Amen.
Me too.
For this church family and for you and your teaching of the Word. And I'm thankful for what He put me through a few weeks back. I have a feeling it's just in preparation for what's to come.
It always is.